World War One on the BBC.
Your king and country need you.
The 5th of August. Less than 12 hours after war has been declared, British newspapers are calling for volunteers.
The Empire is on the brink of the greatest war in the history of the world. If every patriotic young man answers her call, England and her empire will emerge stronger and more united than ever. If you are unmarried and between 18 and 30, join the army today.
And as letters in the press show, it's not just men who want to help.
Isn't there something I can do? I'm 17 years old and my brother has just enlisted. I'm just as strong as he and every bit as keen to do something for my country. But all that Mother and I are apparently to do is to sit at home and wait for news.
In London, a crowd gathers in torrential rain in front of the German embassy.
A strange silence fell upon all those present when a stolid-looking English workman quietly removed the brass plate emblazoned with the German eagle from the front door. He was almost irritatingly slow with the screwdriver. Some of the more ardent spirits in the crowd must have felt inclined to cry out, "Wrench it off!" But no one spoke.
In Berlin, the British ambassador is preparing to leave. The Germans tell him they're doing their best to find a restaurant car for his train. He receives a messenger direct from the Kaiser.
His Majesty Kaiser Wilhelm begs that you will tell the King that he has been proud of the titles of British Field Marshal and British Admiral. But in consequence of what has occurred, he must now at once divest himself of these titles.
The German press is filled with wild stories. The Belgians are said to be committing atrocities against German soldiers, and Russian spies are suspected everywhere. A newspaper in Bremen reports one such incident.
At the station, among the thickly crowded masses, one heard the call, "Spy, hold him!" And someone pointed at someone. Hundreds of fists rained down upon his body. Hundreds of boots tried to kick the life out of him. When the victim got to his feet, barely still alive, he showed them his enlistment order. He was a German reservist on his way to join his division.
On the Western Front, the first major action is taking place at the strongly fortified Belgian city of Liège. The German High Command has not been expecting such a stiff defense. A Belgian soldier writes,
"As line after line of German infantry advanced, we simply mowed them down. As we shot them, the fallen were heaped one on top of the other in an awful barricade of dead."
Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. You can see a cartoon by the artist Ralph Steadman, inspired by the events in this episode, at the Radio 4 website.